Although Japanese animation has been coming to America for years, it's exploded in the digital age. One of its hits here is a TV series called Death Note, which plays on the Cartoon Network. Volume 4 comes out on DVD this week. Critic at Large John Power says, if you haven't seen the earlier episodes, it's worth taking the time to catch up.
A few weeks ago, I was having dinner with a Tokyo film producer who told me that the best thing to come from Japan in the last few years wasn't a movie. It was an animated TV series called Death Note. I decided to check it out and instantly discovered that, as usual, the teenagers had gotten there way before me. It turns out that Death Note, based on a Japanese comic book or manga, is a worldwide phenomenon, a cult whose members extend from Tokyo to Tasmania to Texas. The English language version of the manga is already in its sixth printing. The TV series has been showing on the Cartoon Network, and the whole thing is being rolled out on DVD. In the process, it's created a fan base, including many of my friends' kids, that is, well, obsessed. Not only do international websites hum with passionate discussions of the story's characters, there are now Death Note notebooks, Death Note backpacks, Death Note necklaces. And because it's a series for fanatics, there's even a book on how to read Death Note. The reason for its popularity is simple. Death Note has an almost infinitely seductive premise. A bored high school senior gets his hands on a notebook with a strange power. If you write someone's name in it, that person will die. The student's name is Light Yagami, a brilliant young man who feels superior to those around him. Vain but never petty, Light decides to use the notebook's power to eliminate evil. Casting himself as both judge and jury, he starts killing off criminals in hopes of creating a new world and, not incidentally, turning himself into a kind of god. The police soon realize that there's a special kind of killer out there. They call him Kira. To track him down, they enlist the help of the world's greatest detective. He's known simply as L, a boyish, long-haired misfit who always sits clutching his knees. L and Light begin a dizzying cat-and-mouse game that eventually involves Light's policeman father, L's sidekicks M and N, a ditzy pop idol named Misa, various crooked businessmen, and of course, the run-amuck media. Here, early on, Light slash Kira discovers from the internet that most people secretly support his murder of the criminals. And he reflects on what this means.
Although this would probably never happen in school, let's say that students were asked to discuss whether bad people deserve to die. Well, you can bet that everyone would give the politically correct answer.
It's just wrong to kill people.
That's what they're bound to say. Of course, that's the correct response to give, right? Humans will always try to maintain appearances when they're in public. That's just how we are. But this is how they really feel. Most are too afraid to support me as they're worried about what others will think. Many would rather deny my existence. But on the internet, where you can remain anonymous, support for Kira is growing. Maybe people are afraid to say it out loud, but they all understand what's happening. Someone's making the bad guys disappear one by one. Those who have done no wrong are cheering for Kira in their hearts because they have nothing to fear, while those who have done wrong are on the run. They're forced to hide from an unknown enemy. This is how it should be. It's perfect. Everything is going just like I planned.
Death Note was created by Sugumi Oba and Takeshi Obata, who have a real knack for capturing the adolescent psyche. For starters, the battle between Light and L is the struggle between two models of teenagers. Light is the socially adept overachiever. He gets good grades, wins at tennis, and snags lots of chicks. He believes he can bend the world to his will. In contrast, L is something of a nerd. The Japanese term is otaku, an obsessive outsider who doesn't fit into the world. Both he and Light quickly grasp that they are actually doppelgangers, two lonely souls who should be best friends. Instead, they're deadly enemies. And because each of them feels that he truly represents justice, they both actually embody a familiar, slightly comical teenage arrogance. If only I ran the world, not those mediocre fools, things would be a whole lot better. Although it's filled with ideas about conformity and the ends justifying the means, Death Note is not exactly Dostoevskian in its exploration of good and evil. But it is a wonderful piece of pop storytelling that's at least as addictive as a show like Lost. It's filled with brilliant twists, cliffhanger endings, and schemes within schemes within schemes. When my wife and I first began watching, we didn't know how long the series ran, and at episode 10, we were raving at how skillfully the show was building to its climax. Oops. We discovered there were still 27 more half-hour episodes, nearly all of them riveting. But the show's appeal goes beyond the fact that it's enormously entertaining. For the brainy kids who like it, and it is a series for brainy kids, Death Note offers a tantalizing variation on the idea that underlies Harry Potter and The Matrix. It's all about a young chosen one possessed of awesome power who wants to wipe out evil. But unlike Harry or Neo in The Matrix, Light Yagami is an anti-hero, a rebel with a cause that's misguided. Even as we identify with his desire to make a better world, we see that he's led astray by his lack of experience and of mentors. There's no Dumbledore to be found. Light may want to be a god, but in fact, for all his intelligence, he's still only a teenager.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. He reviewed the Japanese TV series Death Note, shown on the Cartoon Network's Late Night's Adult Swim block. Volume 4 comes out tomorrow. I'm Terry Gross, and we'll close with music by the composer, saxophonist, and clarinet player Jimmy Giuffre. He died Thursday, 2 days before his 87th birthday. He was best known for writing Four Brothers for the Woody Herman Band and for leading his own small groups. Here he is playing his most famous composition, The Train and the River.